and welcome to Frankensteiner Dynamite Smackdown, the finest hour in podcast history that covers AEW Dynamite and WWE Smackdown. I'm your host, Steve McCourney, joined as always by the Lacey Evans Fan Club, April.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
You actually got to watch all the wrestling this week.
I did.
So let's get right into it before you forget what happened. AEW Dynamite from 2/12, the year 2020. Eye for an eye, April. That was a running theme of the show. Opens up with the AEW World Tag Team Champions on the line. We got Hangman, Adam Page, Kenny Omega versus SCU. What did you think of this match?
I thought it was good.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of flips. Lots of dips.
Lots of flips and dips.
Before the match even got started, though, on the big screen, Dark Order threatened everyone.
Steve would like to join the Dark Order.
I'm continuing to ask. Please let me join the Dark Order.
Please let me join.
We got a ceremonious handshake at the beginning, and it was off to the fucking races. A really good match. There was a couple times where both you and I were like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, because the flips were a little like close call.
Yeah. Scorpio Sky dove out of the ring and almost bit it. Kenny Omega dove out of the ring and almost bit it. They got the buckshot lariat and the V-trigger knee for the pin. Adam Page and Kenny Omega retain. Adam Page goes through the crowd drinking beer. Kenny Omega goes away. Dark Order comes out.
Join the Dark Order.
Then, best friends come out.
Then,
H2 and Butcher, Blade, and Bunny come out. And the Bucks come out. We get a big schmoz. Because next week, we have a Battle Royale for the number one contenders.
for the pay-per-view.
Yes. Which you already said is going to be Young Bucks. That's your prediction.
My prediction is the Young Bucks.
My prediction is best friends.
You just hope.
I do hope.
Then you hope they win and they're not gonna.
Oh my god. What would you rate that match?
It was an A.
Yeah. A really good opener.
Yeah.
Crowd is super into like everything that was going on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, an A. We got a Santana interview where he talks about, you know, his dad just recently dying and.
Yeah, what was that?
Just to hype it up.
Yeah, but it seems like it made me feel sorry for him. Made me want to be nice to him, not be mean to him.
Be mean to him.
You need to check your phone?
Yeah, I have responsibilities.
I'm playing darts.
At least you're honest. Then we also got a Darby Allin video.
Yeah, which had inappropriate things on it.
He makes fun of Sammy with the cue cards. Challenges Sammy to a match at Revolution. And also says that Hammy got sherpies from kissing Chris Jericho's butt. Then we get the aforementioned Sammy with Jake Hager versus Dustin Rhodes.
And Dustin Rhodes is from Texas, is where they are at.
Yeah. So hometown boy, of course he's going to lose. Oh, wait, this isn't WWE.
So are they going to always let them win, though?
I mean, it makes sense. It's a huge, the crowd pops so fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like for the entrance, for the win. Like
Green Day.
Mm-mm. All makes sense. Really, really great match. Sammy's a very good wrestler.
Like an insane person.
Sammy's a great wrestler. Dustin is a great wrestler. Yeah. We looked up his age. What was it? 52?
Yeah. 50? He's like 50.
Yeah. Hit a Canadian destroyer.
Yeah.
Like, talked a bunch of shit to Sammy. Talked a bunch of shit to Jake.
Jake Hager.
He gets the final reckoning on Sammy. And then challenges Jake to a match at Revolution. Calls Jake Hager as Chris Jericho's bitch.
Yeah, dude, they love to.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Jake. Chris Jericho's bitch.
That was a bad impression.
That's my Gold Dust impression.
Wow. Ooh, ooh, ah! Who's Gold Dust?
What would you grade this match?
I would say it was an A. I feel like it was really good. I'm wondering if his little fingers will start showing underneath the door.
Yeah, also an A.
Our kid's trying to party right now instead of sleep.
The next match, we got another Britt Baker interview, which all pretty much the same at this point. Cutting a heel promo, making the crowd hate her. Mm-hmm. It's working. I already hated her.
Oh my God.
Then we got Riho versus Nyla Rose. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this match? I think you watched it more than I did.
I did. It was really good. They did really well together, which was weird because I just thought she's too tiny and she's too big. And then it worked well.
Yeah.
Like you could actually believe that Riho did some damage, even though like...
The stomps from the top, I remember, towards the end of the match, they looked really good.
Yeah, but like there's one part where obviously she helps her flip her, you know, but she flips her and she does like the things that, what's that guy? Kenny Omega does. You know how Kenny Omega slams the people into the mat?
Like the dragon suplex? Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing that to Nyla Rose.
Oh, yeah, I remember that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Looked really good.
It did. It looked really good. It was really good. And Riho lost.
Riho lost the belt.
She sure did.
New women's champion, Nyla Rose.
Yeah.
What would you rate that match?
Isn't it?
God damn.
They did so good together.
It's three A's.
Three A's. Triple A.
I graded it a B. As much as, like, as good as the match was.
Women.
I don't think Nyla Rose has that much skill.
But this made her look like she had skill.
Because of Riho.
Okay.
Poor Riho.
Riho.
We get an Inner Circle interview where Chris Jericho says that Moxley is a piece of trash.
He's a piece of trash.
And that if he wins this week, he's going to have to beat this bounty hunter next week. And that bounty hunter is Jeff Cobb.
Like a Cobb salad.
Wow.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard that name. I was like, what a dumb name.
Jeff Cobb is awesome.
Corn on the cob. Cobb salad.
Big old boy.
I just thought of food because I'm so fat.
We have Brandy on commentary for the next match, which is MJF versus Jungle Boy. And again, this is another match you watched more in-depthly than I did.
Yeah. MJF grabbed his dick, which was inappropriate. I did not enjoy it.
Is that all you're going to cover on this match?
That's the only thing I'm covering. No, the first part of this match, they did so good. And I told you their timing was like perfect. And when they both like decided to
kip up
and they did it at the exact same time, it was too good. Because usually I feel like people try to and it's still off by even like a slight. They were literally in sync.
April loves synchronized wrestling.
You know what? I want them to synchronize dance.
It's a big fan of synchronized dancing.
But yeah, this was really good.
Yeah. Jungle Boy really taking it to MJF. And then Wardlow comes out. This was after his dick comment.
Oh, yeah. And Brandi Rhodes was like, obviously he needed to do that to get.
Yeah, he meant to do that to Wardlow. And then Wardlow gives MJF some breast knocks. MJF hits Jungle Boy, hits the double cross, pins him. 1, 2, 3. Wardlow attacks Jungle Boy after and gets chased off by Lucha, Soros, and Marco Stunn. What would you grade that match?
These are all A's. This is an A show. Our kid is not sleeping and we can see him messing with the door.
You graded that an A, yeah?
Yep.
A from me as well.
MJF won. He inappropriately grabbed his dong. And then Brandy said, oh. She's like, no thanks. Like, she was basically just like, oh no.
Jim Ross just telling MJF to shut up. Shut your mouth.
And then Wardlow came out and she was like, oh, that was meant for him. So that was, I thought that was pretty clever.
Did forget to mention that Orange Cassidy came out during the commercial, during the beginning part, and it was amazing. Did the whole hands in the pockets.
Oh. Steve is so determined to get Iker to nap, and I know he's not. He's not going to.
Then we got a Pac video package where he says he's going to kick the shit out of Kenny Omega. That match is a 30-minute Iron Man match.
Also pay-per-view?
I believe so.
Okay.
Then we get Eye for an Eye.
Wow, this show was so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a lot of shit to talk for. I'm bringing up the card for next week. I took a picture of it.
That's the pay-per-views next week?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay.
But I'm bringing up the card for next week's Dynamite. We got Jericho and everybody coming out to their private suite, crowd singing Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Santana and Ortiz coming out. I really like their theme.
Do you really? The one that reminds me of Sublime?
Yes.
Because dogs are like barking. And I'm like, is there a Sublime song about to play? And then
smoke
it says,
joint in the morning.
Yeah, I was like.
Moxley comes down, doesn't slap anybody's hand, just walks right past
him. I'm telling you, I feel like he's probably like, okay with people touching, but he doesn't want to touch people.
Yeah.
Like,
same. He's about to jump over the guardrail. Santana just takes the fight to him.
Takes it to him.
They're fucking brawling all over in the crowd. Throwing each other into the ring. Throwing each other into the guardrails.
Mm-hmm. Just going crazy.
Yeah.
They both have eye patches on.
Both have eye patches.
You were mad, or you were like, how do you get that made so fast? It has a Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah, it's a Puerto Rican flag eye patch.
What did I say?
You got that at the swap meet.
I said, they already have those made.
They got them in mass bulks.
Yeah, they probably have 1,000 eye patches made.
Every so often, Ortiz would kind of interfere. At one point, like, spits liquor into his face, mm-hmm. quote unquote.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even mention that Jungle Boy spit in his hand. To shake MJF's hand?
I didn't see that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like I said, you watched it a lot closer than I did because I was dealing with him.
That match was so good. Anyways.
Wednesdays are always bonkers.
Not according to my client.
What a bad boy. Santana hits Moxley with a pile driver, hits him with a frog splash. Moxley gets the
win.
Knees up.
Right?
Yeah.
He won, right?
Moxley, okay. They're both like blind, basically, because mm-hmm. Moxley has the shit in his eye, and then Moxley pokes Santana in the other eye. hits him with the fucking paradigm shift, gets the count. Ortiz is immediately in the ring and just beating the shit out of him.
And then Inner Circle come on.
All of Inner Circle come down, just beat the shit, hitting the finishers. Sammy hits like a 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Then big Jeff Cobb comes down. This is your first time ever seeing Jeff Cobb, huh?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the move that he did?
Take
some strength.
Yeah, no, I thought he was cool.
Big Hawaiian fucker.
Big Hawaiian fucker.
Does the throat slash, but with the
shaka. Yeah, I think it's cool. I think he's got a... I kind of don't super love his outfit, but that's just because I feel like it's like...
He's a...
Not matching, I guess?
I believe he was an amateur wrestler.
Oh, okay. Learn more about him when I see
him. He's also Matanza in Lucha Underground.
Mm.
If you... I love the way Brian Alvarez... like says some words, and Matanza was always one of my favorites. Wow. That he would say. What would you grade that main event?
It was an A. This whole show is an A plus.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I thought this show was really, really good.
Yeah, A minus for me. Again, I'm not a huge Nyla Rose fan.
Well, that's because you suck.
There was a bunch of blowback about giving her the belt.
No way.
Yeah, of course, because people are fucking dumb.
Riho, to me, is a whack champion.
Well, their whole thing was like, well, she used to be a dude. And like people were just like attacking.
So you're saying it's because of that. I thought you just meant because like, she didn't deserve it.
No, that's why. Oh. And that's why Justin came out and like said, my son is trans. I wonder if that's Dakota. I'm going to have to do some research.
I don't know who that is.
Dakota is his daughter with Marlena.
I don't know. I don't know who any of this is. I think, but that's why Dustin's basically coming out to defense.
Yeah.
And also, like, who the fuck cares?
Who gives a fuck?
I thought you just meant me because she didn't deserve it. I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
Well, I don't think she deserves it. But, wow. That she's trans.
Oh, well, people are dumb.
And there's a website that does wrestling news. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's like The Onion. And it was like, ignorant fans upset like about fake wrestling match with predetermined story champion. It was just like, it's fucking so.
Did you hear about the whole NXT title and they were taking the women's name off of it or something? And
I saw a headline that Triple H denies something. I don't know. It's whatever. Who cares?
No, they were talking about making it not just the women's title because Becky Lynch said something and was trying to basically like say like, I can't wait for it to not be like so like separated. Like it says women's title, but then there's just heavyweight title when it should just be like men's and women's. Or you know what I mean? Because it's like labeled as women's to be like a different title. Does that make sense?
Sort of, but
she wants it to be equal, and that doesn't make it feel like it's equal.
Yeah.
But instead of making it feel equal, I heard that they just took women's off the NXT title. So now it's just NXT champion for either one. Who knows? Let's get into SmackDown.
That's going to, if they do that for the main titles, I hope no one gets confused and Brock Lesnar beats up Becky Lynch.
Beats the shit out of her.
Why do you have my belt? Love is in the air, April. It was February 14th in the year 2020. SmackDown. That's the theme of this show.
I'm sad about this Valentine's Day date.
Poor Otis.
What they could have done.
Us talking about this is going to go much faster because the second hour had literally one match.
Cool. I can't wait. Let's go.
Doom. Shows opens up. We see Otis and Mandy getting ready for their date. And then we get April's absolute favorite segment of all time. A moment of bliss.
No.
We get.
And they're like, oh, who's your crush? Who's your celebrity crush?
Who's your crush? Why? Because it came out that Alexa Bliss is dating Ryan Panera.
Dude, what the fuck? How's that dude get anybody?
Somebody went over like all of his ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, and he's dated like so many chicks.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne, Audrina Patridge.
I heard she likes skater boys.
She was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy.
I don't think she was the skater boy.
Nope, she was.
They bring out Carmella.
She wore a tie. I thought it was cool. I wanted to wear it.
All right, now we have a special guest with us.
Our child is here.
Not sleeping. There you go. Yeah, good job.
All right.
So, moment of bliss. Carmella comes out, says, Bailey and I used to be friends. I don't know why we're not friends anymore. Which brings Bailey out. Bailey just says, she sucks. So then we get the women's championship match right off the get-go. pretty good back and forth. Carmella's whatever.
I thought this match wasn't horrible, but like, why?
Why to what?
Why am I watching Carmella?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
And they always try to make it like, oh, we used to be best friends. Like yeah. Nobody cares.
Carmella hits two dives of the outside.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Two dives to the outside.
Go get the puppies.
Which April and I both said that we had never seen her do that before.
Yeah. So,
pretty interesting. Bailey rolls her up for the 1-2-3.
Wasn't horrible.
No, feet on the ropes. Naomi comes out. I don't know what that is. Naomi comes out and starts beating up Bailey, even though Bailey won. Bailey wasn't attacking Carmella after the match. It was very weird.
Yeah. I like now, her outfit, though.
Yeah. Both of them want a match for the championship belt. We find out that the women's title is going to be defended at Super Show.
Against... Did we figure out who?
No. Both Naomi and Carmella are going for it.
Gentle. This is going to be interesting.
We again find out, or they pump up Hulk Hogan interview. We get another look at Otis preparing for his date. He's answering texts from Mandy. I bet we find out that wasn't Mandy texting him.
You think so?
I think it's Dolph.
And Mandy's just waiting at the restaurant. Like, what kind of chick gets there early?
She's excited. She's excited for the date. Who wouldn't be? Then we get a 2-on-1 match between Sheamus versus Apollo Crews and Shorty G.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sheamus beat both of them.
Of course he did.
At least Apollo Crews got an entrance this week. It's just it was just like a squash match, except it was two...
Burying two talented two people.
Stars. Horrible. What would you grade the Carmella match?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to give that like a B.
Yeah, agree.
Wasn't horrible.
What would you grade the handicap match?
No. D.
D. F.
D for dumb.
We get a... this is the Hulk Hogan via satellite interview.
Yeah, why? Where
he talks about Goldberg. Bray Wyatt interrupts. Bray Wyatt interrupts with a NWO type Firefly funhouse. It wasn't good.
No.
I mean, Bray Wyatt's going through all this shtick, and they go back to Hulk Hogan, who's just like smiling.
I'm
Listen,
happy.
Bray, I know you like to have fun, dude, and I can respect that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Wasn't good. Then we get... This is the start, essentially, of the second hour.
Pause this.
We got a whole thing about The Rock's daughter joining NXT. Then we get Sami Zayn and Cesaro in the ring about to perform
with
a ukulele and cowbell, which gets interrupted by Elias,
my homie.
There's also security.
Yeah, and I was like, why the fuck is there security? And then you were like, watch, you'll see.
Oh, I called it. Choo-choo.
You did. Choo-choo.
We needed somebody for fucking Braun to choo-choo around.
I need a choo-choo.
And that's exactly what happens.
A choo-choo.
There's some back and forth between Sami Zayn and Elias. Braun comes out.
Hey.
It's just not good. John Cena being announced for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
In his home state.
Boston?
Boston is a city.
Where is he from?
Mass.
That was right. Massachusetts, though.
Yeah.
You were making me second guess.
We get a video package. Or I'm sorry. We get the Otis showing up at the restaurant for his date. He's, you know, hesitating.
No,
goes
roses.
Walks up, and Mandy Rose is sitting with Dolph Ziggler.
Whack.
Drops the roses in a very cinematic fashion.
Yeah.
And leaves.
So sad.
I love Otis with his hair combed to the side. I think it's very funny.
He loved it.
And Otis is very... And Mandy was posting pictures like of cookies she had made and being half naked. Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Carmella and Naomi are also going to face each other to see who will face Bayley at Super Showdown. We get Roman Reigns and a mystery partner versus The Miz and John Morrison. You called it.
I said Daniel Bryan.
I was saying Kofi.
And I was like, nah.
That would have made so much more sense.
Nah.
They're facing the New Day at Super Show.
Didn't even think about that. See, yeah. I didn't even know it was happening.
Thank you. Baron Corbin, that we found out earlier, was banned from the arena and barred from wrestling today, comes down to sit in his front row seat because he bought a ticket. Oliver, what do you think about that? Yeah, me too. John Morrison and Roman Reigns started off. This match wasn't that bad.
Wasn't that bad. Wasn't super great. It was like, whatever.
It was the first match again in a full hour of like recorded segments. It just wasn't. It's like, oh my God. They're shooting themselves in their foot with shit like this.
Right.
But it wasn't bad at all. Daniel Bryan's a fucking machine.
He is.
John Morrison's a machine.
He is.
Roman gets a Superman machine, punch. No. Roman, machine. The other one not a machine, The Miz.
Aww.
The Miz did say, whether you beer me or boo me.
Yeah, and he meant to say, cheer me and boo me.
But he said, beer me.
And he said, beer me. And I was like,
So they win. Corbin runs in. I called every single thing that happened in this match, and it was annoying you. Because we were both like, oh, where's Daniel Bryan? And then there was a pin attempt. Daniel Bryan dives in out of nowhere. Yeah. Is that a dinosaur? Can you say Godzilla?
Sure.
Very good. Thank you. Then as soon as the pin happened, I said, oh, here comes Baron Corbin. Then there he was. And then Baron Corbin walks up to the stage and his like throne is out there.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? You were kicked out of the show.
How did
You're
that
not
happen?
Even allowed to be there.
What would you grade that match?
It was a C.
See, I would have said B. Whoa. Breaking news. Sasha Banks filled scenes for second season of Mandalorian.
What? No way.
Sasha Banks in season 2 of Mandalorian, dude.
Damn. Sasha Banks is leaving.
Right? She's probably more happy. So we had one. I think we only had like two matches on this whole show.
There's no way. Okay, Roman Reigns.
I think there was three.
Carmella.
There was three.
Sheamus.
That's it. There was three matches. That is a new low.
Hey.
That's a new low.
That's pretty wild.
So next week.
What are you going to rate that overall show?
It was a D.
Damn.
There was no fucking wrestling.
If it would have been better, though, if the Valentine's Day would have been good. Oh, did we even talk about how the Valentine's Day was ruined? Yeah, you did. I wasn't paying attention.
It's all good. We have other things going on today.
We got so much going on. But yeah, so what are they going to do now? Is it going to be like Dolph Ziggler against
Otis?
Heavy Machinery?
Probably.
That's dumb.
It'll be... No, it won't just be Dolph Ziggler. It'll be full-blown Rudolph.
No.
What's that?
They're a shitty team. They're as shitty of a team as Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross.
One of them is a former tag champion, so how dare you?
I don't care.
So next week, on AEW Dynamite, we have a stacked show.
Okay.
Bring it up again. We have the steel cage match between Cody Rhodes and Wardlow. Moxley versus Jeff Cobb. Hangman Page and Kenny Omega versus the Lucha Bros for the tag belts. And also the tag team battle royal. The tag teams announced for that. SCU, Ortiz and Santana, Private Party, M2, the two jobbers from Dark Order, Best Friends, Butcher and the Blade, Jurassic Express, Young Bucks. And it looks like Michael Nakazawa and a partner. And I don't know who that other guy is. But it's a pretty stacked show.
It's going to be crazy. That's a really busy show.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Even if those are the only four matches, those are great four matches. Yeah. It's not a handicap match.
That handicap match was so good.
A tag team match after an hour.
We should have done this last night.
This is going to be a short show. Oliver, can you say dinosaur? Fair enough. April, do you have any closing words for today?
Out of the two shows, Dynamite won. I had a client recently tell me that they thought AEW was not good. Storyline is
so crazy.
Not entertaining. I was like,
damn. She probably rated the SmackDown show an A+, if that's the case.
I feel like she said she watches it only sometimes. She mainly only watches NXT.
But I feel like NXT doesn't have huge storylines either.
But NXT, I've heard, is a good one. We don't watch it, but we could watch the pay-per-view if we got bored today. Because the pay-per-view is on.
I don't know if our network subscription is still active.
I've just meant we could do our...
I gotta see if I have that bookmarked.
No, but that's it. I would say that I mean, we're not going to watch Super Showdown, and that's what all this is preparing for, so.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
We're not going to watch. I lost my darts game. Damn.
I'm sure the listeners are extremely bummed.
They are.
Oliver, do you have any closing words? Okay. Yeah, we got Super Showdown coming up. We also have the AEW pay-per-view, so there'll be another Sunday show coming up, because we're going to watch that, unless we could record after the AEW pay-per-view, because it'll be later.
We could just do a double.
Yeah. Well, no, we could just do one. The pay-per-view will be over by 8.
Damn.
For April, for Steve, and Oliver. This has been the Frankensteiner Podcast, Dynamite SmackDown. Make sure to like and subscribe, tell a friend, leave a review, and follow us on frankenculture.com and Frank Culture on all social media. Thank you.
Bye.